With SRN News, I'm John Scott. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the public is frustrated with FEMA's response to Hurricane Helene.
In a Sunday talk show appearance, House Speaker Mike Johnson suggested the public is frustrated over the Federal Emergency Management Agency's response to Hurricane Helene, and that this is where most of the controversy around the agency stems from. FEMA's handling of funding has come under scrutiny after Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said FEMA is running out of money to respond to future hurricanes, with former President Donald Trump claiming the U.S. government, quote, stole FEMA money to give it to illegal immigrants. Speaker Johnson added that U.S. residents are disgusted over its government's prioritizing migrants over hurricane victims and claimed that these actions would stop after November 5th, which is Election Day. He also predicted that Republicans would have a unified government that would bring sanity back to the situation. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
President Biden toured the Tampa-St. Petersburg area by air yesterday to get a firsthand look at the hurricane damage. He said the government continues to help hard-hit Florida residents. Also at SRNNews.com, the United States will send more equipment and some troops to Israel. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
At the direction of President Biden, the Pentagon authorized the deployment of an advanced missile defense system to Israel, along with U.S. military personnel to operate it. A Pentagon spokesman said the system will help bolster Israel's air defenses following Iran's ballistic missile attacks this year. Israel is widely believed to be preparing a military response to Israel's launching of 180 missiles into Israel earlier this month. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Layoffs coming to Boeing. The giant aircraft maker will lay off about 10% of its workers. That's about 17,000 people in the coming months. The company has been losing money for more than 5 years. The Dow ahead 192 points. The NASDAQ composite up 163. This is SRN News. China and North Korea are helping each other persecute Christians. SRN's Michael Harrington with a report.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom says the two communist allies are working together in a simple way. If a Christian manages to escape from North Korea into China, the Chinese send him straight back. North Korea is generally regarded as the worst country on earth to be in if you happen to be a believer. It's formally illegal to even be a Christian there, and the penalty can include death. Persecution in China is bad, too, but sending believers back to North Korea is the worst. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A survey has found that abortion has passed inflation to become the top issue in the presidential election for women younger than 30. That's a key finding of a KFF survey of female voters. About 2 in 5 say abortion is their top concern. That's twice as many as said it was in a survey of mostly same voters conducted in May and June. This is SRN News. OpenAI may face a costly and inconvenient reckoning with its nonprofit origins, even as its valuation recently exploded to $157 billion.
Nonprofit tax experts have been closely watching OpenAI, the maker of ChatGPT, since last November when its board ousted and rehired CEO Sam Altman. OpenAI is organized as a nonprofit with a mission to develop artificial intelligence, and it later added subsidiary for-profit entities under the nonprofit's control. Now, some of these experts believe that OpenAI may have reached or exceeded the limits of how nonprofits and for-profits are allowed to interact.
Correspondent Jeremy Howe, some changes in the AP Top 25 College Football Poll. Texas remains number one, Oregon number two now, Penn State number three, Ohio State and Georgia round out the top five. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.